Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, COVID-19 has disrupted the higher education landscape and accelerated the adoption of edtech solutions. And players like Cialfo have an important role to play in opening up access between students and higher learning opportunities around the world. Armed with $15 million in funding following its recently closed Series A round, Cialfo is making waves in the global edtech space with a mission to make education accessible to 100 million students. For more insights, we speak to Cialfo's co-founder and CEO, Rohan Pasari. Rohan, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's first talk about some of the other reasons why the pandemic has accelerated the education industry's shift online. And also, what was the adoption rate before the pandemic? Is it only the pandemic that pushed them to have to embrace tech adoption?
Yeah, Howie, it's been a rather interesting journey since the pandemic hit. Definitely, the adoption of technology, the acceleration through the pandemic has been multifold compared to what it was pre-COVID. It wasn't just the education industry that was hit by the pandemic all of a sudden, but education has predominantly been offline-based or at best tech-enabled. And it was really caught unaware when it was first hit by the pandemic. And now if you look at the universities and the high schools, they both had to really pivot and pivot fast to leverage technology. For high schools, for the teachers, staff members, they really had to undergo training fast to be able to engage students online through Zoom or Google Classroom or whatever tools they were using. Something that they had never done before. When it came to higher education institutions, colleges and universities, they really had to leverage technology for three main things: student recruitment, delivery, aka teaching, and student welfare. But it is really what has fascinated us is the shift in the mindset. When we first started talking to universities in March or April 2020, I remember this university were like, the international travel has come to a grinding halt, so we need tools to be able to, reach out to students. But this is a short-term phenomenon. Things are going to come back by August, September 2020,
oh, dear.
And we'll go back to our old ways. And when we spoke to them in September 2020, the conversation was like, things have not really come back to normal. This will go on for a while and we'll continue using your solutions, but we'll probably go back to our old ways in Jan, Feb 2021. Right. It was really earlier this year that the conversation changed where, when we spoke to them earlier this year, they're like, things are not really going to come back to the old ways anytime soon, or if at all, ever. And we really need to invest in the long term. And that shift in the mindset has been now the key, where they're now investing in technology with a viewpoint of it being long-term. And they understand that things are not going to come back to the pre-COVID days of 2019. It's also going to be very different from the way things were in 2020, where some amount of travel is going to begin. And it's going to be a form of blended solutions of personal touch, leveraging technology in a massive way. And that's, been the huge change.
So that's the state of play now, that they finally realize that this needs to happen, or they need to step on it, if you will. What were the challenges, though, that held them back, so to speak? I hesitate to say just an unwillingness to change, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but it clearly is broke.
Exactly. And it was really that, it was that unwillingness to change, something that they kept going back to because seemed to them that it was working. And Singapore is a great example, right, where Singapore did all the things right because it had this experience, with the SARS outbreak, many years back. PM Lee has spoken about this, multiple times, or at least last year, how Singapore was really prepared to take on the challenges of this pandemic, given their experience of the SARS outbreak. And that is true even for the education institutions in Singapore. But that was not sadly so for institutions around the world. And Singapore is a great example for them to follow. So one of the biggest challenges that we saw was just even adopting our technology. When we started working with these universities, in again March, April 2020, we started getting them to be used to working on Zoom. And now we have integrated our own solutions. We don't use Zoom as much through our engagement of universities and students. But in the early days of this pandemic, we spent hours and hours just training universities to use Zoom to connect and to do their work. It came to a point where universities actually thought that our representatives were from Zoom.
Oh, dear.
It was just about getting them to learn how to use technology. And that remains to be the challenge, I would say. Now that the mindset has shifted, it is now about how do we teach them to leverage on this technology? How do we get them to really use technology, see technology as their friend?
So as an edtech provider, though, Rohan at Cialfo, you obviously have this opportunity to help bridge this gap. Is the gap getting smaller now, you reckon? Now that they finally turned the corner, so to speak, and the mindset has changed?
Definitely. The gap is shrinking every day. There's a famous quote saying that not much happens over decades, and then decades, happen over weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It is very true for education technology. So the gap is definitely shrinking, which is great, but that's relative, right? The gap is still enormous, and therein lies also the opportunity.
So let's talk about the outlook then for the edtech industry in the region and globally. How deferring is it?
Yeah, if we just look at some numbers, the global spend in education alone is expected to be more than $7 trillion by 2025. However, only less than 4% of that is now allocated towards technology. The good news is that this is significantly changing. Now governments, companies, the key stakeholders at colleges and universities and high schools understand the impact that technology can make for their organizations and are now investing heavily in technology. Now, even if in some cases the total spend may have decreased, so if you were looking as a university to recruit students and that spend has decreased, but the remaining spend is allocated more heavily on technology. So the share of the wallet is now more for technology so that the technology budget can be more efficiently spent and can further that budget. And now venture capitalists are keenly looking at this. And initially when they first thought that education is slow to move and they did not think of this as an industry to really focus on deeply, has changed very rapidly. And there's a lot more, import of venture capital and private equity money in this sector, which allows companies to grow faster. And that sort of cycle will continue going and will continue increasing, for the foreseeable future.
We're speaking with Rohan Pasari, who is co-founder and CEO of Cialfo on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Rohan, talk to us about what's needed going forward.
What is needed is for the leaders in this industry to really come together to work for the benefit of the community. And the community being the stakeholders, the high school teachers, the counselors, the university representatives, and more importantly, the students and the parents. Ultimately, we're all doing this for students and parents. Right now, the companies that really bring all of these stakeholders seamlessly in an ecosystem, trying to help connect directly, making it a win-win, is what is needed. And those are the companies that are eventually going to win. When we look at students, the students are fundamentally very different in how they use technology compared to, like, even myself, a millennial or the
imagine,
Gen Xers.
Yes, they're quite digitally savvy. They're natives, they are called, yes?
Exactly, right? I mean, this is the first generation that really grew up on technology, right? I wouldn't say I grew up in technology. The first foray for me to use technology was a desktop. And that continued until I sort of came to college and I started using a laptop.
Oh, you're lucky. I still had to go to the library, dusty books when I did research for school projects.
There you go, right? How things changed. Like Now, when you look at the Gen Z, they use technology as the first means to consume information. And more than that, they use their phones more than anything else to consume technology. Would you ever, Howie, write long-form articles on your phone?
Wow, no, but that's only because my eyesight's going.
I would never write essays, long-form articles on my phone either, right? I mean, laptop is, you know, is
still the go-to,
what,
right?
I would do. Still the go-to, or you would say, like, you know, pen and paper, you know, for some of us. But this Gen Z are writing long essays for their colleges on their phones. And that's fascinating, right? And the companies that are working for these students really have to understand how the Gen Z consume technology and really build a platform that makes sense for them. But so it needs to be mobile first for students. But when it comes to teachers and representatives, they are the opposite, right? They're like you and me. They need to use laptops. They need to be desktop first. So a company that really understands all these stakeholders, gets them where they are, is really important.
Very quickly, talk to us about how Cialfo fits into all of this and how you're going to reach that 100 million students.
Yeah, before I go into Cialfo, maybe I'll share a little more about my journey, if you don't mind. And that will give context to why we started Cialfo and why we do what we do. So I grew up in India, and you know, going through that entire college application process was incredibly daunting, right? This is my second company that I'm running, but I would say, you know, as a high school senior, those 2 years was still more stressful than managing two companies. And, you know, it was extremely daunting. I did not have, you know, resources to, you know, figure out, you know, where I wanted to study, what I wanted to study, even though I, you know, internet was available at the time, about 15 years back. I went to, you know, agents in my city, and clearly they were biased, or, you know, the information was inaccurate a lot of the times. And I was lucky that NTU came to my high school to do a presentation. And really, Singapore or NTU was not really in my radar at the time. But that presentation was really inspiring for a lot of us. You know, I ended up applying, took a test, and I got a scholarship, came here. And that was a life-changing decision for me. That is not as scalable when we look at 100 million students, right? NTU and colleges like NTU or NUS or SMU or even SUTD, they cannot go around meeting high school students around the world in a physical setting. Even if international travel begins, it's really not possible. And that's why technology exists. That's the role Cialfo is playing, to now build that software to connect universities directly with students. And we've done that over the last few years. And we've now grown to having over 250,000 students using our solutions to connect directly with these universities around the world. And that's fascinating to see that we can make an impact for these students. Continuing to do the same thing, continuing to scale at a rapid pace. So we've been growing our student base 3 to 4 times year on year. And we are projecting to be close to 100 million students on our platform by 2025.
Thank you so much for your time, Rohan, and your insights. Please stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Howie. It was a pleasure being here.
Cialfo's co-founder and CEO, Rohan Pasari. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.